Fais partie pour les rendez-vous de la francophonie. On s'active jusqu'au 31 mars. Plonge dans des concours, des spectacles, des projections gratuites et 1000 occasions locales de libérer ton énergie francophone. Viens vibrer avec nous sur rvf.ca.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, Nahiwak, Oji-Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, we got a good show today. I got lots of music to play today, so I'm not going to talk too much. So anyways, but I'm going to play a little bit of old prog during my show, so I hope you enjoy that. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Cold and sizzling.
Summer soul. bigger for you.
Turn together or alone.
I can never see what's right and what is wrong. Does it take too long to see? Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do. What you want, you've had your way, and all the things you thought before just faded in the gray. Can you see that I don't know if it's you or if it's me? If it's one of us, I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me and tell me,
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Longer if I do, yeah, now.
Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Do I keep falling in and out?
comes to you and you follow. Lose one arm to the heart of the sunrise. Sharp distance. How can the wind with its arms all around me? Lost on a wave, then after. Easy in the chair that really fits you.
things you don't trust are the ones you need most. So it's cautiously into the dark. What you see before long that your eyes will adjust. And under the night you can hear the full moon rise like a song in the air. And the air goes. Around in your heart and on through your blood. It goes cautiously into the dark. And you see before long that we all have a part. And under your skin you can feel that the fear that you feel is what will set you free. Set you free.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out. Standing up against racism is an ongoing...
You're listening to Large on 101.5 UMFM. I just killed a commercial that I shouldn't have killed, but I think it was a replay of the first one. Anyways, I hit kill instead of play, so apologize for that. Okay, here we go. The set started with two from the English band Alt-J. We heard Bane and You and Me, and both of those were off the band's fourth album, The Dream, and that was released back in 2022. Then it was Amy by the American country rock band Pure Prairie League. It was on their album Bustin' Out, and that was released in 1972, but it was played a lot on college radio and album-oriented rock stations, but then because it was getting so much airplay, they released it as a single in 1975, and it became a hit. Yeah, I played the album version, though. The album version's a little bit longer than the single version. And I remember I saw them live, I think it was in 1977, summer of 1977, in Toronto, Convocation Hall, University of Toronto, rush seating. We were there early, so I think we sat four or five rows back. Just an amazing show. And then after Pure Prairie League, yes, with Heart of the Sunrise, and that was from their Fragile album that was released back in 1971. That was the band's fourth album, and that's the album that has Roundabout on it. And also, the first album that Rick Wakeman played on. Yeah, he added a lot to the band. And then keyboard specialist, yes. And then finishing the set was Hey Rosetta with Psalm from their Into Your Lungs album. That was the Newfoundland band's second album that was released back in 2008. The show's called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Next time you come around. Today I spotted you in a crowd. I almost shouted your name out loud. It's been years since I thought about falling in love and falling out. 2004 in a little pink door. You were wrapping me up, I wanted so much more. I see you later and I thought for sure. But you were wrapping me up at the little pink door. Yesterday, just out of the blue, a song came on and I thought of you. I bought you the album as a birthday gift. Now I'm showing my age, it was a compact disc. 2004, we were sleeping on the floor, still half awake from the night before. I see you.
To tell you what went wrong. If my music sounds confessional, you've read into every song. 'Cause it feels so good to do it.
Where is is my discipline? Where is my will to win? I don't even try. Don't ask why. I'm some pie in the sky type of guy. Now all I can do is wait for the world to end.
The Pointer Sisters with Jump for My Love. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. Yeah, Jump, that was off the Oakland, California band's breakout album, and that was released back in 1983, and that was the band's 10th album, and that was their most successful. I talk about when I lived in Thompson, and I remember Tears for Fears cutting the grass to that song, or to that CD album. But Jump, that came out when I lived in Thompson, too, and I remember it was a huge hit, like, and I got the album in front of me. The Snap, Crackle, and Pops on it were authentic. It was on the album. So, yeah, like, this was, as I said, it was their most successful, but it included Jump, it included Automatic, Dance Electric. Yeah, it was just a big, big album for the band. And, yeah, rightfully so. Oh, and then before the Pointer Sisters, it was the Canadian artist Bahamas with Feel So Good, and that was off his latest album, My Second Last Album. That was released in October of last year, 2025, and that was his 7th. And then the second song in the set was Kathleen Edwards, who will be appearing at the Folk Festival this year. And Bahamas, he appeared a few years ago, so he did a great show. Anyways, back to Kathleen Edwards. She did Little Pink Door, and that was from her latest album, Billionaire. And that was her 6th album, and that was released in August of 2025. Yeah, as I said, she will be appearing at the Folk Festival this year. And then another act that appeared at the Folk Festival a number of years ago opened the set. You heard Car Seat Headrests with CCF, and that was off their latest album, Scholars. That was the band's 13th album, and that was released also in August of 2025. And that's one of those albums, the more I listen to it, the more I like it. And I just want to go back to that first set. I transitioned between Yes and Hey Rosetta, and I kind of messed up. I didn't do a very good job transitioning between songs, so I apologize for that. Up next, new music from a British band. I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
Same about you since the In the box, and it makes a clinking sound, then the souls will arise from the fiery purgatory.
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing. DJing.
You are tuned in to CJUM-FM. Here we are, 101.5.
Thank you. got behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
2 from Pink Floyd. And you're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM, the campus and community radio station at the University of Manitoba. The show is called At Large. My name is Tom. I will be with you until 5:30 today. Yeah, the two songs we heard from Pink Floyd were The Great Gig in the Sky and Time. And those were both off the band's spectacular album, Dark Side of the Moon. That was the band's 8th album, released in 1973. And I can honestly say that's the album that I've played the most from start to finish. Just an incredible album. I remember buying that in high school, and I remember there was a cool poster still in my basement today, still got it up, and they had stickers. It was really cool. I had the sticker inside my locker at high school. Yeah. Pretty cool. But that the last song that we just heard, The Great Gig in the Sky, it features Claire Torrey on vocals. Just an amazing performance. And if you don't know the story about that, you should Google, but I'll do it. I don't have much time, but I'll just say, yeah, she did it. She was played just the standard rate for her to come in and do the two or the one song. And then the song became a huge hit, and everybody said, well, who is this amazing person on vocals? And then they had only paid her a little bit of money, so that she went and she said, hey, guys, this isn't fair. This is huge. And anyway, she threatened legal action, but they did settle out of court, and I hear she was taking care of very well. So yeah, just a cool story. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. So, and then before Pink Floyd, it was the Canadian artist Kaya Katarr with The Internet, and that was from her latest album Strange Medicine, and that was her 5th. That was released in 2024. And then opening the set was the British band Wet Leg with 1121, and that was off their Moisturizer album. That was released in 2025. That was the band's 2nd solid album from start to finish. Up next, another British artist with an album that was just released last year as well. So I hope you enjoy. The show is called At Large. It's 101.5 UMFM.
You never touched a 6-string guitar, and the more you write, you never get far.
Still see me every week. All I could have needs.
teasing me. Oh, I want you to tell me what's the reason you keep on teasing me. Well, I can't understand you, baby. I just can't hide and see. Let your hair down, woman. Let's be having that your ball. Oh, I want your hair down, woman. Ball. You know if we don't get together, mama, we can't have no fun at all. We'll be right back.
You are the heroine. You'll save the day. You are the heroine. You'll save the day. Sundown till sunrise, with a tear in your eyes, and that trouble that I'm in, you are the
Vintage Vinyl Record Shop, located at 187 Osborne inside Urban Waves, is Winnipeg's newest and most diverse record shopping experience. Whether you're a veteran collector questing for collectibles and obscurities, or new to the world of vinyl and looking for some classic titles, there's something for everyone at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl. With thousands of titles on LP and 45 in genres spanning rock, soul, funk, jazz, blues, reggae, and more, plus new arrivals being added each week means there's always something to discover. Follow at VintageVinyl204 on Instagram and search for Old Gold Vintage Vinyl Winnipeg on Facebook for the latest on what's new in store. And remember, we're always buying, selling, and trading quality LPs, so call 204-475-2353 or drop by the store at 187 Osborne. Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, because old gold is as good as new.
You're listening to At Large on 101.5 UMFM. We opened the set with the British artist Blood Orange. We heard Vivid Light, and that was from his latest album, Essex Honey. That was released last year, 2025, and that was his fifth. And then after Blood Orange, it was Buddy Guy and Junior Wells with T-Bone Shuffle off their Buddy Guy and Junior Wells Play the Blues release back in 1972. Sinners movie. Buddy Guy was in that, so I hope it does well at the Oscars. So, and then finishing the set was the Halifax, or I should say the Dartmouth artist Matt Mays with Heroin. And I've got one more song to play, and that'll be the end of my show this week. I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I certainly appreciate it. Enjoy the daylight. And the show's called At Large. I'm here most Wednesdays, 4 until 5:30. And I'm going to take the show out with a little more Matt Mays. So I hope you enjoy. It's At Large on 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you.
all night preachers. In a Howie ghost, fried eggs and toast. Moving as fast as a man-made mind. Oh, midnight girl, see the stars shine in your groove. Oh, midnight girl, take me with you.
FM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba. Our guest this evening is Farah Hustek, an independent curator and director based in London, UK. She is currently the curator of London's Frieze Sculpture, a major annual public art exhibition taking place in Regent's Park in September 2023, along Frieze London and Frieze Masters. Farah graduated with an MA from the Contemporary Art Theory Department at Goldsmiths College, London, after completing her BA in Mathematics and a degree in Film Studies at Özyurt University in Istanbul. She has held many national and international directorial and curatorial positions for institutions in the UK, such as the Liverpool Biennale and the 40th Akbank in Istanbul, and curating mid to large scale not-for-profit exhibitions such as the FIG 2, 50 exhibitions, 50 weeks at the Institute of Contemporary Art in London, and the 10th Gwangju Biennale in South Korea. Farah has commissioned a number of public art projects, including Dalhousie in London, and has taken on multiple jury roles for national and international art prizes, such as the London Turner Prize in 2020. She holds governance roles in art organizations in the UK, such as the chair of New Contemporaries, and the Netherlands on the advisory board of the Jan van Eyck Academy. Farah shares her experiences as a speaker for various events, is currently working on a new model for art institutions to be published as a book in 2023. She writes regularly for academic publications, art magazines, artist monographs, and exhibition catalogs. She acts as editorial advisor and contributing editor to Extra Extra magazine. She's a member of the International Association of Art Critics and founding member the Association of Women in the Arts in the UK. She is listed in the Celebratory Apollo 40 Under 40 Thinkers section in 2018, included in Evening Standard's Progress 1000 London's Most Influential People, and in Artsy's Top 20